In 2012, Governor Brownback signed tax cuts that reduced income tax rates and eliminated income taxes for more than 300,000 business owners. He said the cuts would spur economic growth while allowing the state to fund core services.
We soon will have a new bold course in our state tax policy based on the people's ability to work, invent, and create.
But now, Kansas has been facing a two-year budget deficit approaching $900 million. So even some conservatives who don't like tax increases said it was time for a change. Republican Representative Dan Hawkins voted to override the veto.
I look at this as bittersweet. I don't like the bill, hate the bill. But we have to move forward as a state.
Some conservatives pushed back, saying lawmakers should reduce the deficit with budget cuts instead of tax increases. But in the end, there were enough people who wanted to reverse the tax cuts, like Democratic Representative Jim Ward.
I think it's very exciting that Kansas is turning the page on the tax experiment. That's over. And we're back on the road to fiscal responsibility.
It's a blow to Brownback, who has continued to defend the tax cuts, pointing to an unemployment rate below 4%. He says raising taxes will hurt the state's economy.
I think it's wrong for the long-term view of the state of Kansas. I think it's wrong for growth.
University of Kansas political science professor Patrick Miller says Brownback made this conservative economic model his brand, his signature policy that other states could copy.
He put all of his eggs effectively in one basket, which is an unusual move for a governor, but also a very risky move that can either pay off quite handsomely or blow up in your face like it did for Sam Brownback.
Miller and others warn that this is not a complete fix for the state budget. There are likely more tax and budget tweaks ahead in the coming years. In Lawrence, Kansas, I'm Stephen Caranda for Marketplace.